Dane Allred's Partly Colored Dreamcoat, a quick 500. Sometimes it's fun just to do something different. Plus, you might get to miss parent-teacher conference. When I was requested to show up for one more day for the pain patch video, I had no idea what an easy day it would be. Plus, I got a ton of stuff done. Sleeping in was the best part, since my call wasn't until 1:30 in the afternoon. I could only sleep until 8 a.m., and I don't think my wife was too happy to have to go to work while I slept. We usually have the same schedule, so we leave for work about the same time. She was a little noisy. I guess that was her way of showing her displeasure, but even when I did get back to sleep, I had nightmares about our kids. Serves me right. So after a shower and a shave, it's off to the races, which means getting some stuff ready for my substitute while I get personal leave deducted for the day I miss, but still have to show up for work, at least to get it ready for someone else. Then off to check some of the surplus places I like, and then to the IKEA store to buy a couple of pillows. I even had enough time to get to the radio station and record some commercials and then go to my agent, get a voucher, so I could get paid for those 2 days. Somewhere in between, I had an Astro burger and some fries. So far, a great day, since I didn't think I would be working the usual 12 hours in a filming contract. A late call usually means a short day unless the crew is planning on shooting late. I once sat for 12 hours before even being called to the set, and we didn't finish for 6 more hours. I got overtime pay, but it was a very long 18-hour day. For the pain patch video, I'd spent 12 hours the day before, but had only a couple of scenes to shoot Thursday. The only bad news from the whole day is that when you show up this late in a shooting day, you don't get lunch. And I showed up right as lunch was being served. I was already full. And remember, there's always craft services. I had a Coke and a water. But I had other work I could do as I waited for my shot. And after 2 or 3 hours, they were ready for me. One of the hardest things to get right is the lighting for a scene, especially if there is sunlight involved. It actually took longer to get the lights right than my scene took to shoot. Eventually, the clouds helped out and solved the problem, and after sitting around for the afternoon, I shot my scene. It was supposed to be an interview with a doctor, and I found out the guy playing the doctor does the voice you hear at Disneyland. I thought it sounded familiar. We went through some fake dialogue, since none of this sound was being recorded. Then we went through some more everyday conversation, and the cameras kept rolling. I looked like I was in pain. I wrung my hands. I grimaced. Sometimes we laughed, but who knows which part they will lose. An extended take like this lets the actors relax, and then the camera can get some nice, honest shots. Then I was done. That's right. I was filmed for less than 5 minutes, probably more like 3 minutes. They were willing to pay me $500 to sit around all day and do that one scene. And people wonder why movie tickets cost so much. But really, this footage will only be seen on the internet and maybe on some DVDs sent to doctors. But that's what the client wanted, and everyone was very happy with our work. I was definitely overcompensated, overpaid on that day. And most of you know, I would probably show up and do the same for just what Craft Services lets me eat. But don't tell them. These are good people doing hard work, which most of the world thinks is glamorous. But the nurse who was experiencing this world for the first time this week told me she didn't really think it was for her, because she had no idea how hard the work really was. But again, I really don't want to do this kind of work full-time, even when the money is so good. I really miss my students, my colleagues, and like I said before, sometimes it's good just to do something different, so you can appreciate those things you really love to do. Is there research you need to do?